Welcome to session one of the group sessions for the Quit Smoking Personal Evolution Program. So in Bai Talk, we are just trying to find all this information, bring up all the stuff from the subconscious that's going to help us to overcome our problems, to help our bodies to heal and fix itself, that when we cut ourselves, our body heals and knows what to do. Problem is, there's these miscommunications and there's loss of information, and it doesn't recognize that there is a problem or what the problem is, and then doesn't know how to fix it. And so Bai Talk's all about increasing the communication throughout the body, but from the subconscious to the conscious mind. So once we recognize what the problem is and we have all the information we need, then it's able to be fixed. And so our agenda for our session today, which is our very vague theme of what the session is addressing, and Bai Talk it can be quite interesting. Our agenda could be back pain, and everything we do within the session could be addressing our relationship issues. And yet, even though we don't address the back directly, the back pain goes away. And so our agendas can be a little bit interesting in that we don't actually address it sometimes, and sometimes we do. The agenda for our session today is intention, and as we know, a main part of this process when you're ready to quit smoking is the mindset of making up your mind to put it down and not pick it up again. And so it's all around that intention. And so in this session, our focus is on letting go of those barriers that interfere with that intention. And so the first thing we come into in the session is one of our active memories. In our active memories, we have our belief systems, our events, our fears, our phobias, or our belief systems. These are our experiences that are active and triggering, that when we have them come up for us, it causes us to get triggered, to get upset, to feel big emotions. We want our memories to be passive. We want to remember an experience but not have it trigger us. And so what we're doing with these active memories is bringing these experiences up, and we're cleaning away the energetic disruptions around them so they're no longer active, that they're now passive, and that you can, you know, think about an event and not have it make you go angry or make you upset, that you can remember that event and feel at ease with it and feel neutral to it because it's now a passive event. And so I like to think of these fears that like to come up for me a lot as these active memories. It's not, you're not necessarily afraid of these things. It's just these things that are staying active and triggering and that need to be addressed. If you're truly afraid of something, it would come up as a phobia. And so the first thing that came up was a fear of the unknown. And so as we make changes in our life, when we take on new things, there's this unknown aspect of things being new, which is really hard for our body minds to cope with. And so we're helping to create that coping mechanism, helping to really release this resistance to the unknown, to be more okay with change, which took us into that reticular activating system, working with that series of neurons in the brainstem that work at filtering our reality. And what we're working with here is how that system only brings in the same predictable, familiar things to you. So we're helping to kind of reprogram that to allow it to be okay to bring in new experiences, new awarenesses. So this takes us into another fear, and it's this fear of breaking the habit of being yourself. So it's this fear of really changing you at your fundamental core, your personality, the things that have not served you, the way you've been programmed in a way that is not serving your highest potential. So there's this fear of the effort around all of this. We also needed to address all the active charges, active memories around it, which took us into an event. And it took us into the event of the disruption of the homeostasis. So when we do change, we're not getting those biochemical being released from that experience. And then the body goes into that withdrawal and that the body is disrupted. So even if we're just trying to change our negative thought pattern, we have a chemical withdrawal, just as you will have a chemical withdrawal from the nicotine as you quit. And so it takes us into this fear of the withdrawal. the sphere of the body going into that craving mode and the fear of discomfort that goes with it. And so we actually ended up having to do a environmental live axis, which is realigning us to something in our environment that is active and triggering and uncomfortable for us, trying to make it so as comfortable and that we feel good about it. We're actually realigning you to withdrawal, making withdrawal not be so scary and not be so hard. So this is our first piece, our first formula of the session. And so what we do once we figure out what we're doing with this is we tap on all three brains. We do some tapping to the top of the head, to the heart, right around the sternum, to the belly, right around the navel. And we're trying to bring all three brains into balance. If our head's telling us to do one thing and our heart's telling us something different, and we're torn in two or three different directions, or our gut has a different idea, we don't make very good progress. We need all three brains working together to have us on the same direction. But also, we're working at tapping the head as our fix it, and the two hemispheres of the brain to communicate with each other. And to communicate with the body, go to work to fix it. Our heart is like our save button. It's like an office memo going everywhere through the body, telling the body to go, hey, this is what's going on. This is what's out of balance. We can go and fix this. And just getting everybody communicating. And the gut brain is about our embodying it. It's about that deeper inner awareness. And so as we move on with the session, it took us into a fear of being all in. Dropping the hesitancy of just diving in, jumping in, both feet. So there's a belief system comes here. So this is one of our active memories. And belief systems come up when we have a rigid black-white way of seeing the world, that this is the way things have to be. And we're not going to change your mind. We're going to create some space for you to see things from a different perspective and to see things differently. And then allow that natural evolution of that belief system to no longer be so rigid and detrimental to you. And so the belief system that shows up is that you need to keep one foot inside the door. It's this belief that you gotta keep an escape route. You gotta keep one foot there so you can come back if you need to. And so there's this fear of not having that escape route, not having that away back. That way of I can try mindset. If you say I'm gonna try, that's giving you room for fail, the room to fail. Where you say is I'm going to do it. That's being all in. And there's the event of the big leap. And so one book that I read a while back is by Gay Hendricks called The Big Leap, and it's all about how we have a set thermostat and a set programming of ourselves, that we have a comfort level where we like to be. We have that homeostasis, and when we step outside of it, then it's uncomfortable. And the universe is going to then bring back our experiences to reset us back into that homeostasis. So everything is going great. You are feeling more joy than you ever have in your life. Something's going to come up to bring you back to your joy homeostasis. Or you have a set comfort level of money, of say paycheck to paycheck, and you have more money, you have some savings. And then, of course, the universe is going, whoa, this isn't our comfort zone. You can't have more than that, and it's gonna, make your vehicle break down. And you're gonna end up having to go back to that cycle. And so the big leap here is about resetting and breaking out of that homeostasis. So I'm going to tap that in. That's a good book if you're looking for something else for your reading list. So tapping head, heart, and belly, taking a few good, easy breaths. And you don't have to tap along. I'm doing all the work here on my end. We move on in our session to the fear of changing that thermostat, resetting that kind of glass ceiling, changing that set point so that if it's paycheck to paycheck, that it can be having that extra buffer incrementally changing that thermostat, or if we have a certain amount of joy, yeah, turning up that volume so we can have more joy in our life, more abundance in our life. And so we're working with that fear and that resistance to that change. And so we end up having to do that environmental rebalancing again to a higher setting, helping you feel more comfortable, turning up that volume and moving into that higher vibration, that electromagnetic resonancy. And there's a fear of, it came up as disequilibrium, which I know is not a word, but it gets the point across. It's this fear of being out of balance, being out of equilibrium. And a fear of making up your mind, of saying, that's it, I am done, I am never going to touch that nicotine again. Or I am going to stop this pattern of negative thinking, or I am done being sick and tired. Whatever it is that you are wanting to change through this journey, if it's physical, if it's mental, if it's the negative habits, whatever it is, when you make up your mind, that is the key. And so we're working through that resistance of actually making up your mind of, okay, I'll try, of no, I am doing this. Which took us into the yogic philosophy of the yama and the niyamas, the teachings from the yogic philosophy. The niyamas are the teachings that help us to have a better relationship with ourselves, of tapas. And tapas is all around dedication. It's around being a fanatic, of setting a goal and not letting anything stand in your way. That if you know, one of the common yogic tapases was to fast once a week for 24 hours at my yoga school. And that if you chose that you're gonna fast every Monday for a year and Thanksgiving Monday is a Monday, you're not eating, that you're not gonna break it. It's this unbreakable vow. And so creating this tapas, having that dedication and being that fanatic of nothing's gonna stand in my way. I am making this happen. I am going to change myself and I am going to be happy, healthier, and nicotine free. So we can tap that head, heart, and belly again, taking some good deep breaths. And so from here, we have a fear of commitment, that fear of being all in, that fear of following through, going when times get tough. And we actually had to give that fear of commitment its own little body talk session. We had to dig in deeper. We call this a sub-session. And it's this fear of the work and the dedication involved, that fear of really having to suck it up and push through when those things get tough. This took us into linking into the environment as a whole. So how the environment is going to affect you. The stress of the things that are going to happen around you, the stress of the people, all the COVID crap, all things in your environment, and your even physical homeostasis as well. And so this one to specify the peer pressure of being around other people that are using nicotine, of your triggers, of the seduction, the cravings, and the excuses that are all going to show up in your reality. All those environmental factors just wanting to be highlighted so that they're easier for you to address when they show up through this program. And this took us into all the active memories. So what's going to happen as you come out of that homeostasis is this associative memories of using nicotine, of behaving in that destructive way, of remembering, oh, but I'm in pain. Whatever it is we're working on shifting, we're going to have those associative memories that are going to show up and try to convince us to go back to our old ways. And so we had to tie that into there as well, trying to break out of those habits. And so we have that fear of commitment that got its own little session. There was one more piece that had to come into it. It's this fear of following through, of actually taking the steps needed to follow through. And so I'll be giving you guys some tools to help you with your cravings and to help you through the withdrawal. And we have our support group on Messenger where you can reach out and, get encouragement, and you can reach out to me anytime. And that fear of following through had another piece. It was actually wanting to work with all of section four of our BioTalk protocol chart, which is all of our concepts about how our body physically manifests our emotions, all of our active memories, all of our physical holdings, all of our musculoskeletal, all of our lymphatics, of how we will take on all this toxicity and negativity. And it's really this whole part of our chart is addressing the areas of our physical manifestation of our experiences and our emotions and how we hang on to all of our stuff. And that wanted to work specifically with all of our active memories, all the stuff that's being active and triggering that's going to interfere with you following through all of those active memories, all of those experiences that have told you that you need to give up and quit, that have programmed that in. And then all the fear around following through as well. And you can tap that stuff all in too. Tapping head, heart, belly. Helping to make this work permanent into your body. To fix it, save it, embody it. And you can always come back and return to this session too if you're feeling like you need it again. That's the power of these audio sessions, is sometimes we may, as the work is permanent, but as things change and shift in our lives, sometimes when we come at it from a new perspective, returning to it can be helpful. And the last piece wanted to work with our entire BioTalk protocol chart, all of the stuff we address in BioTalk wanting to be highlighted, and a permissions, giving your spirit permission to follow through. And so we do work with this by saying a statement. I give myself permission to follow through. And when you first say that statement, it might feel like it's a joke, or like you're lying to yourself, or it feels really wrong and it feels uncomfortable. There's all those energetic disruptions behind that statement. And as we work through saying the statements, and we work through releasing all the energetic charges on that statement, it's going to start to feel more natural, and it's going to start to feel like your truth, that I can follow through. So try it that way. I can follow through. I give myself permission to follow through. I can follow through. Some tapping to help process that a bit more. I'm going to set my intention, and I'm not going to let anything stand in my way, and I am going to follow through. And we're going to do some more work with our journaling processes and our introspection work to be really clear on what our intention is going to be. And what the direction of our personal evolution is going to be with this program. This is this preliminary session to help prime you for that work. And as we move deeper into our sessions, as the program actually begins on December 27th, we're gonna take things in a more specific manner of resetting and rewiring. But this is our preliminary work to help get you fired up, get you ready to make the changes before we're actually ready to start making those steps. And so there will be some introspection work, some journaling work to really, some open-ended questions to help to activate that prefrontal cortex to get out of our automatic brain systems and make us more aware and more conscious, more present. Start to look at your patterns, just becoming more aware. That will be following this, and then I had it set that our official quit date will be New Year's Day, but I don't know if that's right for everyone. And so we're going to do that on a more individual basis, that it may be right for you to say that's the day I'm putting it down. Maybe you're going to need a few more sessions before then. So I'm going to leave that up to more of an individual basis, and we may do some staggered work if it's more suitable for you, just to cut out the morning one. I'll reach out to you guys individually, one on one, that is, and figure out what your quit plan will be. That is part of the process, is to have that individualized plan. So I hope you feel good and relaxed and feel like you let some weight off your shoulders with this session, and we'll see you in the program and in our messenger chats. Thank you.